Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Eminem is celebrating a decade of sobriety. The River star, who has battled an addiction to sleeping pills, posted a picture on Instagram showing him holding up the sobriety chip he was given when he reached that milestone. Wow, what a big one. Celebrated my 10 years yesterday, the 8 Mile star said. Well, you know, Eminem, whose real name, by the way, is Marshall Mathers, he's been sober since 2008 when he checked himself into rehab and started the 12-step program. The hip-hop star has spoken openly for years about his addiction and recovery in his music. You know, he nearly died from an accidental overdose. That was in 2007. And he says he was close to 230 pounds. Really, Eminem? I don't remember that, but anyway. He said he doesn't know how he got so big either. But he said the coating on Vicodin and the Valium he'd been taking for so many years leaves a hole in your stomach. So to avoid the stomach ache, he was constantly eating and eating badly. Well, he says he got out of rehab. He needed to lose weight. And he replaced his addiction to drugs with an addiction to running. Well, you know what? He said it gave him a natural endorphin high. So now, 10 years of no drugs, 10 years of running, and he looks like the same Eminem that we all know and love. And congratulations to him. That's a huge milestone. And Colin Kaepernick joined the likes of Joan Baez and Nelson Mandela when he accepted Amnesty International's Ambassador of Conscience Award. That was on Saturday in Amsterdam. The former 49ers quarterback did capitalize on the opportunity to decry racism in the U.S. criminal justice system. But Kaepernick's speech skirted around the mention of his alleged blackballing of his career in the interest of shining a light on the subject of racialized oppression and dehumanization, which he claims to be woven into the very fabric of American society. Well, he is so right about that one. And in some Hollywood news, actually, it's news being made in a galaxy far away. The Star Wars universe has taken a major step toward diversification by hiring its first ever black female director. That's right. The upcoming episode of Star Wars with its director and executive producer, J.J. Abrams, who, by the way, is also my caucus member. Well, he has hired Victoria Mahoney as his second unit director for the film. This would make Mahoney the first woman of color to serve as a director on any of the Star Wars films. And yes, she was recommended to JJ by none other than A Wrinkle in Time director, Ava DuVernay. Now see, that's how we're supposed to help each other out. Go girls. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.